Are you struggling with anger at God? Well, I want you to know you are not alone in that struggle. That's something that I've been battling a lot this past month, too. My name is Dan. I'm one of the pastors at Grace Christian Fellowship in Cortland, New York. And this last month especially, I've just had a lot of friends who are going through horrible circumstances. Maybe you do, too. People that you know and care about who are just going through horrible circumstances. My awesome sister and her amazing husband just went through their third miscarriage. We were supposed to leave for Israel. My wife, Joy, and I were supposed to go to Israel this month. And obviously the conflict and the bloodshed and just all that's going on in Israel and the Gaza Strip is just so disheartening. And it's just, it really does. It just breaks your heart. And then this past month as well, my wife Joy and I took our son Landon, who's 8, in for a routine flu shot along with his brother Declan. But for Landon, flu shots aren't routine because he's gone through 3 open heart surgeries. He's living with half a heart, essentially, and there's just a lot of deep trauma from those 3 open heart surgeries that makes him, you know, flail and scream bloody murder, and we both now have to like physically restrain him. And all this stuff just kind of, you know, came together on this one morning, the next morning, October 10th, when I came into the office. And I'll be honest, I did not want to check in with God. I was angry at God, just torqued at the Lord. And, you know, I don't know if you are there currently or you've wrestled with this, but it's not a great place to be. So ironically, our church's wildly important goal for the year is to daily check in with God and weekly check in with someone else. But even as a pastor, that was something I didn't want to do that morning. But I reluctantly grabbed a really awesome devotional called Everyday Prayers by Scotty Smith. And I just kind of grabbed it off the shelf, turned to the date. I was like, all right, fine. I'm just going to read this. And I could not believe that in the first 2 lines, it talked about congenital heart defects. And gang, you can say what you want, but I knew right in that moment that God was speaking to me and he was reminding me that he's real, he's good, and he really does love me. You know, God's word says that he is close to the brokenhearted, that he is a very present help in times of trouble. And even when things don't make sense, and even when we're angry at him, God still wants us to lean in and check in with him. You know, recently I was listening to one of my favorite pastors, Tim Keller. He was talking about the book of Job, and he was asking the question, you know, why would God at the end of Job look at this situation with his friends and go, I'm going to have Job pray for you guys and basically oppose his friends who were trying to help him, they thought, but not oppose Job, who in that book says some stuff to God that you're like, oh my gosh, I mean, he is so angry at God. I mean, he says stuff in there that you kind of sit back and go, can he say that to God? And Pastor Keller was like, you know why God picked Job over his friends? It's because Job, even in his anger, even in all of that wrestling and doubt and fear and just, just the plain good old-fashioned anger that we have as humans, even in that, he leaned in to communication with God. He leaned in and brought it all to him. And I think that's a really good point. I think God really does care about us so much that no matter how broken we are, no matter how messed up, no matter how angry we are, he just wants us to bring it all to him. So I don't know if you're struggling with that right now, like I was on October 10th, but if you are, I hope this is encouraging to know that God is real. He is good. He really does love us. And he showed that to me in a very special way that day.